reporter, analyst, and host for the NFL Network, Steve Wyche, kind enough to join Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Steve, I'll start with this. 48-46 from the Voodoo Dome, the Niners emerge victorious. Was that the best game of the season or what?
Okay, thank you for stating the obvious in question form. Yes, it was the best game of the season. No doubt about it. Just an absolutely incredible game. You saw two of the best play callers absolutely in their play calling bag. I was joking on Twitter. They were handing out big candy bars on Halloween. You saw players executing to the fullest, the heart that those guys showed, and then just the poise. You're just talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. On that last drive, so many things had to go right. You know, he threw those two incompletions on slant routes before he hits Kittle on that choice out route for everything to work. And just the poise this team showed. It was a growing up moment for
Sounds like we're losing Steve Wyche. We will work on a better connection and get back to him, hopefully, in just a few moments. If anyone wanted to jump in on the Garoppolo thing, because I was laying that out, and then obviously we went to the phones. I didn't want to cut anybody off if there was more to say. I mean, he's answered every question, and he's just calm and cool throughout the entire process. This is what you're looking for in a franchise guy.
Without a doubt, and I think anytime you talk about quarterbacks, when they tell you who's an elite quarterback or not necessarily an elite quarterback or a guy that you believe is a franchise quarterback, in my opinion, that you can show me that I can say a guy is a franchise quarterback if he has ability to score. Maybe not even a touchdown, but at least get his team in field goal range.
Right.
Even if you're so much, a team's way better than you, whatever. At least show me that you can get your team in position to get a field goal or get something. That's when I know that you, no matter what, you still have the ability to get guys to score, and that's what he has.
Steve Wyche from the NFL Network back with us on the Dialpad guest line. Dibs, if you had a question,
yeah,
you
Steve,
to ask.
This the impact of Emmanuel Sanders, not only catching the ball but throwing the football. When you look at midseason acquisitions, does it sometimes get lost, in your opinion, how important he is to this team?
He really is. I mean, and you know, you look at the things he did yesterday, you look at the things he's done in previous games. But I think the one thing he's really done is he's shown some of these younger receivers how to be a pro. I mean, you look at how Deebo Samuel, I mean, every time I look at this guy, he's making a play and he's moving the chains. But it just seems to have that, when you have that veteran who's won ball games, who's won Super Bowls, when you add him into this locker room, to a position group that really needed, you know, an injection of leadership and production, to me, that's the group, the position group that stepped up the most. And that's in large part to Emmanuel Sanders.
You know, Steve, I couldn't agree with you more. Tell me, in your opinion, what happened to this Niners defense? I understand both defenses for that matter, but are you surprised that the Niners defense pretty much got ate up, like got ran through like a buzzsaw?
Both of them. I mean, I was blown away. None of us came into this game thinking it was going to be 48-46.
Sure.
Maybe 21-17, because these defenses have been the bedrock for both of these clubs all season long. But when you saw the energy in that dome, and I mean, there were a ton of Niners fans in there too, but when you saw the and felt the energy in that dome, and then the way that the Saints just came right down and bap, bap, touchdown, and then Jimmy comes back and bap, bap, touchdown, you're like, okay, it's going to be one of these games. It's going counter. And then both head coaches, my God, you know, as I tweeted, they were giving out big candy bars on Halloween with the play design, the execution, the aggressiveness with which they were calling plays, and then the fact that the players were able to execute them the way they did. Just absolutely, you know, incredible. The defenses, you know, I saw Robert Saleh after the game, the DC for the Niners. He's like, I don't like that, but I'll take it. Those happen, and it was just one of those games where everything on offense is working, and I don't think if you had the 85 Bears, they were going to be forcing a whole lot of punts in that game against either team.
Steve Wyche from the NFL Network with us here on 95.7 The Game. What'd you make of George Kittle's big play at the end on 4th-and-2? Has he taken over the mantle that was vacated by Rob Gronkowski with Gronk's retirement?
Yeah, I mean, it's him and Kelce, but you know the one thing Kittle does is he's got that G in him. I mean, he is such a hard rock. I asked him after the game, because I was standing right there on the sideline when he caught it. He's fending off Williams with the face mask, and he's just beating him down, and he's carrying him down the field.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's just a human body dragging you by your face mask. And I said, look, did you ever even think to stepping out of bounds to save clock? And he was like, blank no.
I love him.
Like, we had no time. I mean, we said we had timeouts to burn. Why would I do something like that? And that goes to show you, and Lorenzo, you played with guys. There's a lot of guys who make a play and they'll go down, receivers who catch it and go down, or running backs who step out of bounds. Kittle is like, why did we just go through everything we just went through for me not to do everything I can to win a ball game? That is a G. He's that guy.
I love it. He is a G, no question. And probably Kittle probably believed the way that he was running that he was going to knock all the guys off and continue to run and probably score a darn touchdown, though, how physical he was on that play. When you watch that game, and after seeing it and seeing the way the Niners can win, we talked about all year, can Jimmy G win a game for him? The defenses, this, that, and that. But yesterday you got to see a team collectively, defense, special team, all guys came together. They needed everyone. Is this team, in your opinion, where do you see them in the hierarchy of the NFL now after what you've seen yesterday?
Well, I've seen them a couple times this season, and I was telling people before the game, the Ravens and the Niners are two different monsters from every other team I've seen. I mean, that's Green Bay, that's the Rams, that's everyone who's at the top of the food chain. And it's because, one, they're so physically dominant. They're so physically dominant, they're big. Their lines are bigger than everybody else's. Their skill position guys are bigger than just about anybody else's. But they are playing with that steamroller, nothing is going to stop us mentality. And then after watching what they did yesterday, where they actually had to finesse some wins. I mean, they had to finesse some plays on both sides of the ball and the timeliness of plays. Sometimes you can't control a game from whistle to whistle, but the timeliness. Think about forcing the fumble on Kamara that Buckner recovers. That was a huge swing right there to get in the end zone on Kittle's touchdown pass a couple plays later. That was an incredible swing because the momentum was really in the Saints' pocket because the Saints had stopped the Niners to start the second half. The Niners' offense, you know, really wasn't rolling like it was in the first half, and bang, that flipped the switch again. So just the fact that the timeliness of the plays they make, that they can win a game with finesse, no doubt in my mind right now they're the best team in the NFC.
Is it ultimately a critical factor for them to have Kyle Juszczyk as healthy as possible? You see the plays he made yesterday with the option pitch and then getting bent down on that reception. How important is he to their potential to go all the way in February?
Very, very. And Sean Payton said it best before the game, is that nobody manipulates the two-back system better than Kyle Shanahan right now. First off, very few teams run the two-back. Sorry, Lorenzo. But very few teams run the two-back. Hey, man.
I know. You keep it at 100. You keep it at 100.
I'm just keeping it real. But the fact that, you know, Juszczyk is, you know, they can use him in the run game. Then they can use that run action to get him out in the passing game. And then again, you saw how physical he is in blocking and the poise on that option play. That was absolutely insane because he got lit up. And the pitch was perfect. That was a third and one that could have taken him out of field goal range if anything went wrong with that play. So I think Juszczyk, again, another – him and Kittle are just two absolutely vital cogs, I think, for these guys to win a Super Bowl.
Reporter, analyst, and host for the NFL Network, Steve Wyche, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Steve, we know you're busy. We appreciate the time. Travel safe. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.